Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, September 26, 2011. I am coming to Atlanta this week, September 30th through October 2nd, for Project Curve Appeal's 2011 Sisterhood Conference. This conference is designed for women groups, clubs, and organizations uniting for the ultimate experience. And I will be there to host the main event, Rock the Runway, and right before that event, I will be presented with a Curvy Icon Award, which I am so excited about receiving. So for more information about being a vendor or a sponsor or tickets, visit sisterhoodconference.com or werocktherunway.com. And if you're in the area, I hope to see you in Atlanta this weekend. Now, the holidays are coming up, and Plus Model Magazine has special promo packages available. Email Tulin, T-U-L-I-N, at plusmodelmagazine.com for more information. Our guests this evening are Daily Venus Diva Editor-in-Chief Stephanie Penn Danceforth and co-founder of Bennett Boots, calling in from Australia, Amanda Talents, but up first from Model Latina, Laura Liz. Laura Liz is a beautiful young lady who started her career at an early age. With several years combined of modeling and acting experience, Laura has amassed an impressive body of work, training, and experience. She was one of the top three finalists for Jennifer Lopez clothing line, and this was an incredible feat considering there were over 1,300 models auditioning. She has been the centerfold model for Beauty and Health magazine, the cover model of Lulu magazine, Vibe magazine, Urban Latino magazine, EGO magazine in Puerto Rico, and the cover model of Salon Sense magazine, just to name a few. As a picture-perfect calendar girl, Lorna Liz was selected to be the cover girl for Seagram's Gin's 2003 calendar, and Seagram's representatives were so impressed with her that they also named her Seagram's Gin spokesperson for 2003 through 2005. And she's been a spokesmodel for Aniche, Pelly Pelly, Crest Jeans, G-Unit, and Avalon Billboard spokesmodel in São Paulo, Brazil, which is currently still running. And that is not all. Her acting credits include roles on NBC's Law & Order, MTV commercials, and a Sprite commercial. And she was a presenter at the Latino Awards in 2002. Her latest project is being the first full-figure model to be on Nuevo TV's hit reality show Model Latina, which has a new episode airing tonight. Let's welcome Lorna Liz to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Now, am I pronouncing your name right? Is Lorna Litz?
Yeah, Lorna Litz.
Okay. And so that's your whole first name, or is that a first and middle name?
No, that's actually my first name.
Okay. This is very unique.
Thank you.
So did you used to be a straight size model and turned plus, or were you always a curvier girl?
I was always a curvy girl while growing up, and there was a section in my life where I decided to lose tons of weight because the industry influenced me to do that. And I lost tons of weight, but I was not happy at that size, and it was completely hard for me to maintain that size.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot out of me emotionally, as well as spiritually. And it took me to grow and to learn to love my curves and to love my body when I decided to just not let the industry influence me and just express myself and express my curves. And I have to say, I'm so happy now as a plus size model, as a full figure model, and I'm receiving more work than when I was a straight model.
Hmm. Now,
yeah.
Before you appeared on Model Latina, you were already accomplished in modeling and acting. And, you know, I mentioned some of the accomplishments in your intro. So why did you want to be on this type of show?
Well, I was accomplished because of me being very persistent in the industry. I didn't have an agent before auditioning for Model Latina, and I felt like if I was to compete in Model Latina, then I would win the contract with Q Management.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I kept trying out for it, because it was so hard for me to find an agency in New York City, and most of the work I've gotten was from just word of mouth, networking, or just meeting people.
So were they casting for full figure models for this season? Because you're the first one, or did you just go to the audition regardless and just impress them?
I auditioned for Model Latina 2 times before this last audition, and they remembered me. They definitely remembered my name and my face, and they reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to try out again? I was a little skeptical because of not being chosen beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was a lot curvier now, so I felt like, I don't know if I should go, and I said, you know what, let me just go for it. So I went, and they chose me, and it was just, like, literally from night to day. Like, they said, yeah, we want you. I said, okay. And then that's when they told me that I was the first full-figure model to compete for Model Latina, and I was so proud. I was so proud to hear that. It made me extremely happy.
Yeah, so you're making history on the show.
Yes.
So why do you feel a show like Model Latina is so important? Do you feel there's a lack of Latina women in the modeling industry?
There is a lack of Latina women in the modeling industry, and there's also a lack of diversity in the modeling industry. So when I decided to compete for Model Latina, I was trying to put the word out there that it doesn't matter what size you are, what height you are, what complexion color you are, beauty comes in all shades and colors,
mm-hmm.
and shapes and sizes. And that's the reason why I wanted to compete, because I want other girls to see that and to say, wow, this girl, not only did she try out for this 3 times, but she's also a full-figure model, and she's putting herself out there for the public to see her. And I want them to, like, embrace themselves and to love themselves and to just learn to not let anyone influence you the wrong way and just follow your dreams. And it doesn't matter what people tell you, just keep going forward.
Definitely. Now, on the show, do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage being the only full-figure model?
I'll be honest with you, Shanice. When the beginning of the show, I felt like it was a disadvantage for me,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through an emotional roller coaster being there in the house, because the girls are extremely beautiful and they have great personalities, and we all got along very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that because I was bigger, it wasn't so much of a competition for me, or they didn't feel like I was much of a competition for them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, I was battling that. I'm like, oh my God, like, I just want them to just see me for who I am and see my beauty and not so much point out my curves. And in the beginning, they were pointing out my curves a lot. You know, it was definitely the topic for a few episodes. But then towards the end, I felt like they started seeing my potential as a model, and they started noticing that I do photograph very well.
Right.
And it was more... Like towards the end, it was more about Lorna Litz and her being a model.
Now, on the show, one of the challenges was a pinup shoot in a bikini, and you didn't get the right size bikini. Was that kind of an ongoing challenge for you on the show, that type of discrimination of sorts?
I felt that that was definitely a disadvantage for me because I was given about four sizes too small, and I just squeezed into it, and I did my best, and I worked it. And the judges would have not noticed if I didn't say something, but I felt like I had to say something because I did do my job, and I thought the picture came out really pretty, but I needed them to know that when a model is booked for a job, in reality, they know her sizes, and they will always have the model's correct size, and the model won't have to worry about squeezing into a small size, or if the outfit fits her too big, they'll pin it for her. You know, it's a lot easier to pin an outfit than to squeeze into an outfit, and that's the point I was trying to make during that episode.
Now, are people shocked when you tell them that you are a full-figure model?
Yes. Some people look at me and they say, full-figured? Really? I don't see it. I don't see where you're full-figured. I think you're fine. I think you're slim. And then other people will say, yeah, you're definitely curvy. I can see what the industry says that you're full-figured because the models on the runway are super, super, super thin, and you're nowhere near that. And then when I hang out with my friends that are plus size, they're like, girl, you're not plus size. You're skinny. You're not plus size. So, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in between two worlds where I'm not straight model and I'm not plus size. I'm right in the middle.
Right.
And it becomes challenging for me because I feel like, you know, hey, like I represent for the majority of the girls and women in the world, like that are a size 9, 10, or even a 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, and the industry, I feel like they need to start noticing that and create a market for us, you know, for us full-figured women, because there's so many of us out there, and I think I'm able to represent for them.
Now, one of the judges on the show is my friend, supermodel Tomiko Frazier-Hines. Now, tell me, how was it working with her on the show?
I love Tomiko. Tomiko definitely supported me all the way. She believed in me from the first time she laid eyes on me, and she made me feel so confident. There's times where I felt, oh, my gosh, what are the judges going to say to me? But every time Tomiko spoke, whether it was constructive criticism or positive criticism, she just had a way of speaking and touching me. And I think Tomiko is an amazing individual, and she's so beautiful, super talented, and she's still working in the industry after so many years, and I admire that about her.
Mm-hmm. We love Tomiko. Now, right now, the show is still airing, so we can't say if you won or not because you still have to tune in to check out. But so far where the shows are, you haven't been eliminated, so it's a possibility you still could win the competition. So if anybody wants to catch the show, tell us where the time and the channel.
Well, if you want to watch Model Latina Las Vegas, tune in to Nuvo TV. And you will have to call your cable provider to find out exactly what channel that's on. But it's every single Monday, 9 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Now, after the show, do you have anything else coming up? Like, how are you going to capitalize on your exposure from this reality show?
Well, after shooting Model Latina, I came back to New York City and I got signed with a modeling agency, and I'm working with Images Model Management now in New York City, and I'm being booked consistently for work. I just finished a fashion show for Fashion Week with designer Ellie Kawami from Paris, and I am actually working on another project right now, but I am not able to talk about it. But, yeah, the viewers, people that are watching Nouveau TV will be seeing me very shortly again.
Well, that's exciting. And so what is your ultimate goal in the industry? Is it to be a supermodel, or do you have a bigger goal than that?
I definitely want to work consistently in the industry. That's my goal. I'm not asking for fame because I'm very modest, and I don't know if I'm able to handle being famous, but I definitely want to be a working model, and I would love to branch into acting.
And you've already done some acting already, so you're already on the road. And what is your what do your parents and your family say about the modeling? Because I know you have a college degree and you were the top of your class. So what do they think about you and this desire to be a model?
My parents have supported me since a young age. I started modeling at the age of 12, and they have been my number one support group. They love the fact that I'm still pursuing my modeling career, but they definitely pushed education on me. They definitely were like, you need to go to school, you have to get your degree, and that was something I definitely wanted to do. So graduating with my bachelor's degree in business administration management and graduating with honors was definitely an honor for my parents, because my mother has her master's degree, and she's like really super, super intelligent, and she definitely, definitely supports education. But they're still backing me up 100%. They're so proud of me. They really are proud of me.
And I saw in your bio, it said you were an entrepreneur. So do you have, like, your own business as well?
I am. I am currently working on my own T-shirt line, and it's still in the works, but it's going to be halter tops, tube tops, and wife beaters for females, pastel colors, and I love writing quotes. So one of my quotes on the shirt is going to say, imagine if, ... And basically, that could be anything the person wants to imagine. Imagine if you buy that house. Imagine if you get that job. Imagine if you become a supermodel. You know, it could be anything you want to imagine. It's just a quote of mine that I live by. And I'm going to definitely put it on one of my shirts and put it out there. And this is one of my quotes. I have tons of quotes.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you and the success you're having. Tell everybody, do you have a website, or how should the public reach out to you to keep in touch with what you're doing?
Well, my website right now is under construction, but they can Facebook me if they want. It's Facebook.com/LornaLitz, and they could also tweet me, and they could follow me on Twitter, Lorna Litz.
And a new episode of Model Latina is coming on tonight, so make sure you tune in, and we're going to be rooting for you.
Thank you so much, Shanice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and keep in touch.
I sure will. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And next on the show is Amanda Bennett, co-founder of Bennett's Boots. She stumbled upon the idea of producing wide calf boots simply because she couldn't find any to suit her own calves, and had even dragged her partner to over 20 shoe stores in one day in search of a style that would fit her shape. After extensive research in the Australian, UK, and American market, they found that there were a lot of women who loved the comfort, style, and look of boots, but just couldn't get them to fit. Amanda took the leap of faith, and with the help of Matthew, her partner, launched Bennett's Boots in 2007. Since then, Bennett's Boots has continued to grow dramatically, hitting over 400% growth per year, with stores in Melbourne and Sydney, and currently not launching in the USA, with long-term plans now in place to open more stores in London, Tokyo, and New York after. Due to the high demand, Bennett Boots has extended their range and now stock the largest collection of wide calf boots in the world. Let's welcome Amanda to the show. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
G'day. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us today and calling in all the way from Australia. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, me too. This is fantastic. I love your show.
Thank you. Now tell us about the leap of faith and hard work you put in to building your business from the bottom up.
Well, at first it was all about the boots, just wanting to get something that fits and looks good. What was out there all seemed to look like gum boots, and I wanted to, I know, look sexy and look good, you know, have it come in at the ankle and be long and fit and
right.
No elastic. So at the start it was all about that, and then as time goes by, things get more difficult, but when you start, it all seems like you run off adrenaline and excitement. And then after about a year and a half of pushing uphill, you get a bit, things get tough when things don't work out. For example, our stock always seemed to arrive at the end of the season, not the start. Fun things like that. But I think what got me through out of everything was the customers. They just constantly kept saying they're very grateful, which was a big one, and the amount of people that have, like complete strangers who have just given me hugs and have been crying just because they could finally zip their boots up, and that's just pulled me through any hard time, and it's just amazing to be a part of something so huge now.
Right. Now, would you say your boots are specifically for plus-size women, or do you find there are some smaller women that have a hard time finding boots to fit as well?
Well, originally I thought it was just for us curvy women, but, we've had lots of very slim women come in. We had a professional ballerina, and as you can imagine, ballerinas are tiny and light, but because they've got muscle in their legs, they just can't find boots to fit over their calves. So it seems to have hit quite a variety of women across the board.
Right, right. Now, what is the size range and price points for your boots?
Okay, we use European sizes because they tend to be a bit more accurate. So we go
okay.
from size 36 to 43, which in US is size 6 to about 11.
Mm-hmm.
Price points, the Australian price points are about... I think our cheapest boot at the moment is about $150 to about $450, and we're pretty close on the exchange rate at the moment. Actually, I think if you buy them from the US right now, you'll get them cheaper than that.
Okay,
excellent. Higher than the Australian, so always a good time to buy when that happens.
So do you design all of the boots yourself?
I do. I'm really quite fussy. My whole reason for starting Bennett's Boots was because I wanted something that made me look taller and slimmer and elegant. So I've spent huge amounts of time and money working with shoemakers, master shoemakers and so forth, creating designs that actually... just basically make you look taller and slimmer, but are also comfortable and that sort of thing. But we're actually the most... I've got a designer that I've trained up over 12 months. We put her through intensive training, and she's the best designer. So she makes the patterns. I mm-hmm. make the design, she makes the patterns. She's the best in the world at wide-cast boots, which is pretty awesome, I think.
Right. So these boots that are on your site... are not available anywhere else?
No, they're definitely ours. They're all made to our specs and everything. And you'll see that when you get a pair, like we've got this blue lining in it that's really soft, and it's like a fur, but it's really soft, and it's got anti-smell, anti-sweat qualities, so your feet don't get too hot or too cold, warm in winter, cold in summer sort of thing. The full-length zips, cushioning in the soles, there's lots and lots of elements to them that you don't get in a normal pair of boots.
Now, one of the things I notice when visiting your website, I just assumed that it was going to be one width size since it was wider, but you have three different width sizes for the wider cast.
Exactly. Well, I don't like elastic. Elastic stretches and then flops and doesn't look very nice, and it hurts if it doesn't fit right. So the only way around not having elastic is actually making them to fit the actual leg. And so that meant, three calf widths per size. So in total, we've got 24 different sizes per style, which is just huge.
So
but at
what's
least you have your size.
What's the biggest width? What is that around the leg for the biggest width you carry?
Now I know in centimeters, it's 55 centimeters. I'm not sure in inches.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure either because I'm not that good at math. So how long does it take for something to get shipped there to the U.S.? Like if I place an order on the website today, how soon could it get to me?
We always say 14 days, but most of the ones we've sent over have gotten there within 7, so it's been pretty good.
And would you have to rush order it to get it in 7, or that's normal?
No, that's generally normal.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Now, another thing I noticed...
Yeah, that's what we thought.
And another thing I noticed on your website is you have instructions of taking care of your boots. Now, what is the proper way to take care of leather boots?
We put that on there because they're made from a Nappa leather, which is, for example, Gucci and Chanel make their bags and boots and stuff out of this sort of leather. It's really high-end leather, and we choose that particular leather because of its qualities. It is more expensive, but the main thing is that it's quite light, so you're not wearing really heavy boots, and it's quite flexible, so it stretches and molds around your calves.
Mm-hmm.
But being like that, it's soft, so you need to make sure you waterproof them and condition them and obviously keep them clean. Another key thing when you're looking after your boots is to put what we call boot trees in them. They just make your boots stand up when you're not wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And another tip for shoes, any shoes that you have at all, is to rotate them. Never wear a pair of boots or a pair of shoes 2 days in a row because they actually need time to dry out. Every person, this sounds horrible, but every person who walks in their shoes sweats about 100 mils a day. That gets into your shoes, and of course your sweat has acid in it and so forth. And if you just keep wearing them, your boots or shoes will wear out very, very quickly. If you just rotate them every second day, so you'll have two pairs of boots, you'll be able to have your boots last three times as long, which is, what you want out of a lovely pair of boots.
Right. Now, besides being online, you have actual stores in Australia. Now, how many locations do you have?
We've got three locations, and we're in. We actually sell to a lot of stores that stock other ranges. So I think we're in about maybe 50 or more stores in Australia and New Zealand.
Oh.
And we're looking at stores in the US as well. We've got Ebony, who's over there in Los Angeles. New York,
sure.
About 2 weeks ago. She was there for a week launching our model competition, and since then we've had 15 stores contact us to stock them for this season in the U.S., so that's pretty exciting, I think.
Yes, very exciting. Now, tell me about that showcase that was recently in New York and the model search that you currently have going on.
Oh, this is so exciting. We're giving a trip away to Australia. So we're going to bring over whoever wins the model competition
We fly them over here for a week, and we do the photo shoot and fashion parades and everything within the Australian market, modelling and so forth, and just have a blast because it's so much fun doing these things. A lot, we did one last year in Australia, and we had different models where we flew them into Melbourne and had just an awesome 4 days just filming commercials, etc. So the winner flies over here and does that. But to win, what you need to do is jump onto our blog. You can get there through our website, and you register, and then you promote yourself. We figure as a we're looking for a spokesperson and model for our boots for the US. And the best way to see that is have them actually do what they would do if they were actually representing us, and promote themselves to us. And the best, the one that fits all our criteria, will be the one that we fly over to Australia.
So how will the winner be selected? You have a panel of judges? Or you
Yes, we have. Sorry?
Or you pick alone?
Yeah, we have, there's six of us that will go through what the contestants have done, how they've done it, how they have represented the brand. Key factors would obviously be looking fantastic, you know, looking good and being able to dress well with the boots. Because obviously fashion and modelling is all about image, so the way you present yourself is a big one. But also the way you present yourself to the world. We're very big, like yourself, on making women feel good about themselves and empowering them and giving them the courage to, you know, stand up there and say, hey, I'm here and I'm brilliant and you can be too. It's you shine your light and then others are free to shine theirs.
Mm. Wonderful. Now, do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Ah, good question. Ebony, who actually knows more about that, I know there's heaps of events and things that we are part of in one way or another. we've got things going on over here as well. But the best bet is to jump on our mailing list on our website and jump onto our Facebook, and there's just things always going on. I mean, this whole plus size movement across the globe, the curvy appeal and all those sorts of things are happening all over the world at the moment, and it's just so exciting to be a part of such an empowering movement. I'm just loving it.
Yes, so am I. And tell us your official website to purchase a pair of your wonderful boots.
Oh, yes, come to our website, www.bennettsboots.com. So that's BENNETTSBOOTS.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And continued success.
Oh, it's so exciting. Well, I hope you have a fabulous night, and I'm going to start my day.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. And last on the show, but definitely not least, is Stephanie Penn Danceforth. After years of working in the field of telecommunications, Stephanie found herself out of work. Not one to give up, she tapped into the relationships she formed as owner of a plus-size clothing boutique. One of those relationships led her to becoming a contributing writer for Venus Diva magazine. She eventually became lifestyle editor and entertainment editor. And in 2009, Venus Imaging decided to change the format of Venus Diva magazine, making it a daily site. This change resulted in Stephanie becoming editor-in-chief of the newly revamped daily VenusDiva.com. Under Stephanie's direction, the website has gone from an unknown daily site to reaching thousands of women daily on their preferred social media outlet. Daily Venus Diva.com has gained exposure from a number of media outlets as Stephanie leads her expertise as guest host and columnist on various websites, news sources, and radio shows. Let's welcome Stephanie to the show. Hi.
Hi.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming back. You were scheduled early, and we had technical difficulties, so I'm glad we're running smoothly today.
Right. That's okay. Things happen. But thank you for having me.
Well, welcome back. Now, the official two-year anniversary for the magazine was September 1st of this month in the new format. So how did the concept come about to turn Daily Venus Diva into the daily format?
Okay. Well, it was the idea of Valerie Amador, the publisher of the site. With technology changing, with technology changing, a lot of the magazines were folding at the time, and it was just in our best interest because we're more of a content-heavy site. We're not really an image-heavy site, so it was in our best interest, the fact that we were our content-heavy site, to mm-hmm. go to a daily format versus a monthly format like we have been doing. The numbers kind of declined a little bit, and, of course, with any business, when things aren't going as you want them to go, you have to readjust. So that's the way that we readjust it.
Now, what distinctive characteristics make Daily Venus Diva a magazine instead of a blog, or is it a bit of both?
It is a bit of both. It's like a hybrid, so to speak. But the difference between DailyVenusDiva.com versus your typical blog, most of the time, blogs that you read are written from one individual's perspective. They may have guest writers, but for the most part, it's written from an individual's perspective. Whereas we still have... We have articles that you could open up in a magazine. It's fine as far as the content. We still have a monthly cover model because that's something that even when, you know, through the different changes that Valerie has gone through, she prided herself in featuring positive women thriving on the cover each month. So we kept that aspect. But the major difference is that it's not written from one individual's perspective. Nothing against blogs at all, but like I said, usually they're from one person's perspective, and that's it. And this isn't the case. And a lot of times we don't just cover fashion. We don't just cover activists. We cover a lot of different spectrums. We don't just cover beauty. We cover a lot of different things. So that's another thing that makes it a little bit different than your standard blog as well. We cover a lot of different avenues instead of staying within that area, you know, in that specific area.
Now, Daily Venus Diva is the number one plus-size lifestyle magazine. So those things that you just mentioned besides talking about fashion, is that what makes it a lifestyle magazine?
Yes. It is. It was voted by Full Figure Fashion Week, so thank you for that. But it was voted by Full Figure Fashion Week as the number one lifestyle magazine because of the way that we report on things other than just fashion and other than just relationships and other than just activism. We report on everything.
So really, it's like as a lifestyle magazine, there's really no topic that you can't touch, right?
Right, and that's the thing I love the most about it. One thing about Daily Venus Diva is that as the editor, I like to bring conversation about things. I typically don't give my opinion because, again, I don't want it to be from my standpoint. I kind of stay neutral, but I will put something out there that will get people to talking because I love to spark conversation. I think that's what makes the world go round is just sparking conversation and finding out what different people feel. It's been articles that I've posted where, you know, of course, we're plus-size site, but people who are not plus-size have come onto our site and voiced their opinions. Some websites, they won't post it. They'll deny that quote or that comment, but I'll go ahead and approve the comment because I feel like it sparks conversation. I don't agree with their opinions, but they're entitled to their opinions.
Right, right. Now, one of the things that shocks a lot of people is that on your cover, you've had not only just models, but you've had celebrities, and you even had a male cover
right.
model this year. Now, I know a lot of people are like, what? What's going on?
Well, the thing about that is that, and that's something that I wanted to do as I became an editor. In the past, we've always had, you know, up-and-coming models, and that's great, and I love to show, give them their shine. But we are Lifestyle Magazine, and because of that, a lot of times when you're a Lifestyle Magazine, you typically, you know, you want to see what celebrities, your favorite celebrity is doing what. And celebrities do great things, so why not spotlight them? Now, I am going back to picking some models. I'm trying to mix it. So when I don't have a celebrity lined up for the cover, I am going to pick models from, like, plus-size VIP. So I encourage women to sign up for there and post their pictures there. But I do like to have celebrities on the cover. As far as the male is concerned, well, we talk about things that can relate to guys also. I don't ever want anyone to feel alienated when they come to the website, guys included. So, I mean, why not look at an attractive guy on the cover? Why not let a guy know, hey, this may be a woman's site, but you can come visit it also. And, by the way, here's the cover as well.
Right, right. Now, you briefly mentioned that when you do pick plus models that you use the VIP website. Now, is that the only way that you use the select models?
Yes. Yes, typically I try to use the plus size VIP. In the past, we used the VenusDiva.com models. So, yes, we try to use plus size VIP or a celebrity if they are available to provide a photo for the cover.
Now, you recently had a Twitter talk, which I thought was very cool, with Just My Size. Now, tell me, how did that go, and do you have another one scheduled soon?
Yes, that went very well. In fact, a couple of companies contacted me right after that to say, we want to talk to you about, you hosting one with our company or our designer as well. That totally caught me off guard. I didn't expect that to happen, but I was very grateful for that. But it went very well. Just My Size said they loved it. And I came up with the idea, and I've watched other companies have Twitter conversations with the hashtags and whatnot, but I wanted to do it for us because I wanted to give our readers or our supporters a chance to interact with the designers and different brands. A lot of times they don't get to interact with them. They may read an interview that we do, but as far as asking them one-on-one questions, they don't get that kind of conversation going. So I figured, why not use the relationship that we've kind of come up, that we've kind of formed, and be the middle person for these brands and our consumers and our readers as well to get them talking to each other.
Right, right. And I thought it was a fabulous idea because Twitter, it's really hot and it's popular, but I guess it's not done much in the plus community, so it's good for us to do all the things that other mainstream places are doing.
Right. Now, I do that a lot. I do look at what other mainstream is doing and see how I can tweak it to work for us. It's not, to me, there's nothing wrong with, just looking at people and see what they're doing. I'm not going to just copycat, but I do look at what other mainstream magazines are doing and see how I can make it work for us also.
Now, another thing you recently introduced is a Diva in Need project. Now, tell me about that.
So Diva in Need is something that one of our Daily Diva editor came up with. Her name is Janie. She's new on board, but she's brilliant. And she came up with the idea, she's our deals editor, and she came up with the idea to, it was created just to encourage women in the plus-size market to find their own empowerment and provide them with opportunities to do so, and just connect them with businesses who are willing to help them in whatever capacity. The first winner was Sonalka. Her name is Simi Brown, and she was in need of aquatic and yoga therapy after becoming disabled. So what we did is we teamed her up with somebody in her area, a physical therapist in her area, OneStopPlus.com provided her with the swimsuit, and we, took care of her Diva in Need needs, And it was we had really good feedback. We're working on our next winner now for next month, but we had really good feedback, really good, people were really enthused, really liked it a lot. We got really good coverage on it as well.
Yeah, I immediately liked the idea when I read about it. And so, what can people do to help the project? Like, if I want to support a Diva in Need project, what could I do personally?
Well, you can contact Janie@dailyvenusdiva.com, and she will definitely, just let her know how you want to help out and she will, you know, talk with you and see if we have somebody who needs what you're offering. Jane, like I said, Janie is wonderful, and I'm so happy she's on board and came up with this idea because it's phenomenal.
Now, besides being editor-in-chief of Daily Venus Diva, you are involved in tons of other projects. Now,
Yes. Recently,
the Fuller Woman Expo just passed. Now, tell us, how did that go?
It went very well. Typically, because I'm the co-producer, so typically Cassandra and myself, we really don't get a chance to enjoy it because we're ripping and running all day. But we have an extraordinary team of people, and so this time we got to see more than we normally get to see. It went very well. We had a wonderful panel discussion. We had Kim Coles. She talked about her initiative to gift, and she's always magnetic, and people just love Kim. We had nice afterglow reception. We had Erica Watson there, and she emceed the fashion show, and she moderated the panel. And then we had the fashion show, the Curves in Motion fashion show, and women from across the country came and walked and participated. We had all kinds of designers and retailers participate as well. So it was a really good event.
And so I know, have you started already working on next year, or are you taking a breather first?
No, we started already. We've already the next day, Cassie and I debriefed, and we started already talking about the next year's event and what we want to do differently, what we want to do the same, and we're already ready to start rolling for next year.
Now, tell me about the Pretty Girl Project.
Okay, well, the Pretty Girl Project is a nonprofit organization. It's our major initiative is our prom dress event, which we held every year. We've done it 2 years in a row. And what we do is we give girls in the Detroit, metropolitan Detroit area, that's where I'm from, prom dresses, girls who are in need. It's a need-based program. We also have a whole day of workshops. They have etiquette training and workshops. We give them hair and makeup instructions and demonstrations. We have local celebrities come in and talk to the girls about last year, a young lady, she's a radio personality, and she talks to the girls about being individual. She's a plus-size girl herself, so she talked about being individuals and not, you know, succumbing to peer pressure and things like that. So just things that they go through as they transition from teenage years to adulthood, we just try to make a difference in the way that we know how.
Now, you're still involved with Even More. Now, tell me about the Celebrate Detroit Youth Festival.
Okay, now that's something that one of my college roommates and I came up with. We want to make it a yearly festival in which we have live music as the kids get ready to head back to school. This year was our first year, and let me, it's a great story. I was on a panel discussion at Full for Your Fashion Week this year, and I was sitting next to a young lady who was on a panel discussion as well. She works for Scholastic. And I was talking about what I'm doing here in Detroit, and she offered to donate books to go into the backpacks in which the kids would be getting. So Scholastic gave, I think over 1,000 books to go into these backpacks. And so the kids got backpacks filled with school supplies. Each kid went home with at least 6 books each. And
that's
we still
awesome.
Have books left. We still have books left for next year as well. So I was really, really blessed, and I was really, really amazed with how much they were willing to give to us, and all because I was in a panel discussion at Full Figure Fashion Week. So it helps to network and talk to people because you never know what's going to happen.
So all of these projects, even though they're not all in the plus-size community, it's all about positivity and uplifting people. Why are these type of projects so important to you?
Because my family, my dad, he had a nonprofit organization. He was a football coach, and it's important because that's all I know. Like, to be honest with you, that's all I knew. Coming up, that's all I knew. You know, I worked with my family. My father had a little league football team, and I worked with him, you know, and that's what we saw. Like, both my brothers are football coaches because that's all we know, and we help others because that like I said, it's just that's what my parents instilled in us. And I feel like I've been blessed. I have people who love me. I have a family support system. So why not pay it forward? I have nothing else to do but pay it forward and pass it on to somebody else. And who knows, the kids will see it, and they'll pass it on to somebody else.
And do you think those positive messages and positivity needs to be more in the plus size community?
Definitely. I think that positivity, period, resonates no matter where you are. I think that in order to get to the point that you want to go to, you have to be willing to help the next person. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be naive about it, but you have to be willing to help the next person. Perfect example is that whatever project Cassandra is working on, I'm right there for her. Whatever project I'm working on, she's right there for me. And you kind of have to have that attitude of, you know, I'm going to help my sister out. I'm going to help my brother out, because if I don't help them out, no one's going to help them. And we're going, if they don't make it, then we don't make it. If they
right.
make it, we make it, you know. And I think that people forget that a lot. You know, just because this person is featured on this show, that means that if they make it to that show, if they make it to network television, that means we made it to network television.
Right. People
don't think
about
yeah.
competing a lot of times instead of uplifting.
Exactly. Because the thing is, if they make it, then they're going to put me up. Everybody is not, you know, you have some bad seeds, and that's in any industry. But everybody's not out to get you. Everybody's not trying to do wrong or do harm by you. So just trust and believe that it's going to, you know, align yourself. First, align yourself with the right people, first of all. And then just have faith and believe that it's going to work itself out and help the next person as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Do you have anything coming up personally or Venus Diva that we should be on the lookout for?
Yes, I have a list here. I'm not going to, like, go into details too much, but I have a list here.
Go through
the first, okay. The first year we started out, we did the Venus Diva Awards. We only did it 1 year. Within the first 6 months, we had really great feedback. So we're going to reintroduce the Venus Diva Awards. We're going to call it the Thrive Awards. And I want to honor visionaries in the plus community in various areas such as fashion, philanthropy, the arts, activism, and so much more. Look out for that around about March during award season. We're going to try to have the voting process be something that the editors do, but as well we want to include the readers as well. But we don't want it to be a popularity contest. So the editors probably going to have more say, but we're still going to involve the readers in the selection. So just look out for the Thrive Awards. Also, we have an online holiday shopping event coming up, and that's still in the works. So, and I'll let you know first, but we have that coming up around about October, November-ish. And what we're trying to do is get the get different retailers together to offer sales for one whole week, where people can just plus items and shop online. It'd be like a holy, like online shopping party, basically. So we're,
okay.
I'm in the works for that right now. Let's see what else. Oh, Everyday Diva. Everyday Diva is where we celebrate all women just for being the amazing woman that you are. So if you want to submit to that, just send your name, your first and last name, where you're from, what you do, and a description of what makes you a diva to dvdfeatures@gmail.com. And we love featuring just everyday women, you know, everyday divas.
Awesome. That was the last one or one more?
Well, let me see. I do have one more. Let me see.
Go ahead.
I want to just welcome all of our new contributors and our editors. We have, like, to me, in my eyes, we have, like, the dream team of plus-size women on our team. Like, we have Erica Watson. She came on board as a contributing writer. We have Catherine Schuler, who's a contributing writer. We have Nina Taylor, who is, you know, 2011 Face of Full Figure Fashion Week. She came on board as one of our beauty editors. We have Shonda Freeman contributing, and we also have Rosie Mercado as one of our beauty editors. So we have some great additions recently to the DVD team. That's
I didn't even know about Mia.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know about Mia Tyler.
No, Nina. Nina Taylor.
Oh, Mina Taylor.
Nina, yeah. No. We're not taking people. But Nina Taylor.
Okay. Well, there's definitely a lot of positive things happening with Daily Venus Diva. And tell us the website to keep up with everything and the Twitter and Facebook pages.
Okay. So it's www.dailyvenusdiva.com. And then on Twitter, our name is Daily Venus Diva. And then on Facebook, our name is Venus Diva Magazine. And then make sure you visit plussizevip.com as well, which is a great site. We all, it's basically like a common ground for us, for Plus Size, Plus Model Radio, Plus Model Magazine, where everything is. You can find all of our articles and whatnot are archived there, and you can come there and post. It's like a community site, so make sure you go to Plus Size VIP also.
Well, awesome. Well, keep up the good work. Daily Venus Diva is one of my favorite sites, and you do support everybody with posting things. I can personally say you supported me by posting things, so I appreciate you. And just keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much.
And keep in touch. Let me know when this breaking news over at Daily Venus Diva.
I will definitely let you know about the shopping party.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.